This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The banks in Greece have reopened for the first time in 3 weeks, but with restrictions on withdrawals for cash-strapped customers. The country received a short-term loan to pay back the $6.5 billion it owed to the International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank. And earlier today, the Greek parliament passed a second crucial set of reforms that's one step closer to negotiating a third bailout package worth $94 billion. Greece's financial woes are far from over, but has the eurozone system passed some important test? David O'Sullivan, the EU ambassador to the United States, says yes, with some caution.
I think, once again, we have shown that a little bit, as Winston Churchill once said of the Americans, you can rely on them to do the right thing, but only after they've tried all the alternatives. In a slightly messy decision-making process, we arrived at a solid conclusion and a path forward for Greece and its relationship with the eurozone.
Although many have argued that what you're basically dealing with is, in American history, the Articles of Confederation, where a lack of a strong authority in the EU is causing it to have these crises again and again. And eventually you'll have to deal with that, as the U.S. did, and created a federal constitution with political authority all down the line.
Well, the European Union is very much a work in progress, and it has many of the features of a federal state, but is still ultimately a group of 28 sovereign countries with 28 parliaments, 28 democracies. And I think the important thing is to be able to make that work. It is clear that there is a limit to what a single country can decide on its own. And Greece elected a government which wanted, if possible, to end austerity. They had a referendum to reject certain bailout terms. But at the end of the day, that has to be reconciled with the democratically elected governments of the other 18 countries.
But doesn't Article 10 of the European Treaty say the functioning of the Union shall be founded on representative democracy? And what you're saying, there are limits to representative democracy. And we're seeing that in the vote of the Greeks was very much against exactly the deal that was approved. So there is a limit to representative democracy here.
Absolutely not. You cannot say that one democracy is more important than another. And at the end of the day, the decisions taken in Brussels have to be validated in our parliament. So not only did the Greek parliament vote to approve the decisions, but all of the other creditor countries also had votes in their parliament. So this is a thoroughly democratic process.
What do you say to the argument of some economists in the United States that Greece is now a puppet state of the EU?
Of course not. This is nonsense. Greece remains a country with its own sovereign democracy, but of course, and it always has choices. But the fact is that the vast bulk of the Greek people wanted to remain within the eurozone. This was acknowledged by the Prime Minister himself when he admitted that even though the referendum had rejected some of the bailout terms, it was not a referendum giving the government a mandate to leave the euro. And this was the circle that then the government had to square, and that is why I think the Prime Minister has courageously accepted that he will have to agree to some of the bailout terms that he previously rejected in order to respect the democratic wishes of the Greek people to remain part of the euro.
10 years from now, how do you think leaders such as yourself and observers of the European experiment, as some have called it, will look back on this period?
Well, I think it has been a testing period. You should not forget that in 2008, with the collapse of Lehman Brothers, the financial crisis generated here in the United States, which then crossed the Atlantic and created a similar difficult situation in Europe, there were flaws in the architectural design of economic and monetary union which were exposed. It took us some time to repair those. And I think we are now seeing a very solid recovery in all of Europe. I don't disagree that we will need to continue to reflect as to how much further integration in Europe is needed in order to accompany our ambitions on the economic and political front. But this is a process which has been going on since the European Union was created. And I think we will look back on this as a moment of crisis, which was well managed and from which we emerged stronger with greater impetus towards integration.
David O'Sullivan is the EU ambassador to the United States. He spoke to us from Washington, D.C. Ambassador, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. and our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.